Hare Krishna. Good stack of questions. Let me start with one here from Dina Krishna Das in London. If you hear any banging outside, that's from the opposite side of the street. I'm in Berlin and there's some construction going on. Dina Krishna Das asks an interesting question. Is it absolutely necessary for grihasthas to follow the samskara ceremonies which are explained in Sat Kriya Sahidipika? Did His divine grace want all grihasthas to follow this procedure of purification, or did Srila Prabhupada want us to simply chant Hare Krishna instead of chanting the specific mantras? I get two opinions from devotees. Some devotees stress the need to follow Sat Kriya Sahidipika, and other devotees say that during Srila Prabhupada's time it was never followed. The fact is that during Srila Prabhupada's time, mantras as well as rituals were more or less non-existent. I say more or less because there were some. For instance, for weddings, Srila Prabhupada introduced the fire yagyas. We took vows at wedding. The same thing for initiation, diksha. Srila Prabhupada introduced the fire yagya, the offering of oblations into the fire, the chanting of Vaishnava mantras for that. And of course, both these ceremonies were concluded by chanting Hare Krishna for the installation of deities. We also had certain rituals that we followed, the bathing and so on. However, Srila Prabhupada didn't introduce any types of samskar ceremonies for instance, Garbhadan samskar, or haircutting, or going to school. However, and for devotees who listen to Prabhupada's lectures and read Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada talked about these ceremonies. He mentioned that they were part of Krishna conscious life, that were the part of the Vedic tradition, and therefore my understanding is that Srila Prabhupada would have actually wanted devotees to follow the basic ceremonies and mantras for different samskaras, different parts of life, especially as outlined by Gopal Bhatta Goswami, because ultimately these are rituals that are meant for Vaishnavas. However, it's to be understood that the rituals, the chanting of mantras, are not meant to replace chanting Hare Krishna. Neither should devotees place more emphasis or have greater faith in these activities than the potency of the holy name. They're meant to supplement the process of chanting. They're meant to augment devotees' commitment to the process of Krishna consciousness, and because conditioned souls do place faith in such ritualistic activities, and because they actually have potency and thus are beneficial, especially for those who don't chant the holy name purely and can't get all the benefits of pure chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which will obviously fulfill the benefits that are given by all of these ritualistic activities, by all of these other Vaishnava samskar ceremonies and mantras. Therefore, it is recommended that devotees do these. However, the consciousness should be right, and that is why I have said that they shouldn't supplant faith in chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but they should strengthen it. One shouldn't become obsessive about all kinds of mantras, mudras, ceremonies and rituals, but one should rather use these as elements to help one become more committed to the process of Krishna consciousness, which emphasizes pure devotional service and the chanting of the holy name. Therefore, even though many of the samskaras that we perform at the present time weren't done during Srila Prabhupada's time, and they weren't done, if they were done, they were not necessarily done in the way that they were done at present. But we should see what were also Srila Prabhupada's instructions. And because Srila Prabhupada makes repeated reference to the performance of samskars in Vedic tradition, and that the performance of these samskars are part of civilized life, that they mark different stages of a person's progression through a life guided by pure devotional service. Therefore, both for conditioned souls, it's important for the reasons I've already mentioned, and even liberated souls perform these activities, in order to set a proper example for others. There are examples mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam of kings who are transcendentalists, but still they performed what appeared to be ritualistic activities to inspire others who are less advanced to follow the Vedic system. So in summary, I would say that no harm in performing these samskar ceremonies. In fact, if they are done in the proper consciousness and in the greater picture of our Bhagavat philosophy and lifestyle, then I would say that for most devotees they are obligatory, beneficial, and welcome in the society. Actually, because there's a shortage of time right now, devotees are waiting for me for a meeting. I'm just going to stop right here, and we'll be in touch tomorrow once I get back again to Budapest. Hare Krishna.